You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. I'm Aaron York, and this show first aired on August 13, 2026.
I'm here to represent my peers and my generation. We do not want AI, and we do not want the data centers that go with them. We do not care about the digital economy. We need jobs here in our city. If it was the choice of Gen Z, we had abandoned and shut down AI yesterday.
Several residents, including Warren Snyder, spoke at the Region of Waterloo's Sustainability, Infrastructure and Development Committee meeting on Tuesday to voice their concerns about the potential impacts of future data center development in the region.
They will pay you to get out of the way of, and your children will pay them to undo the damage. Councillors, AI data centers will poison your grandchildren. 50% of Canadians live paycheck to paycheck, and an increase of just 10% in their water bill, which has been reported by some U.S. counties for AI infrastructure, is enough to force half of the families of Canada to have one less meal a month. The corps want a data center built, they pay for the infrastructure upgrades, and they need to be metered and pay for all of their utilities, not us.
Councillor Colleen James brought forward a motion asking regional staff to prepare an information report on data center development and its potential implications for Waterloo region.
So what prompted me is a series of things. So we are getting a lot of members of the community reaching out, voicing their concern about the expansion of AI data centers, looking at also things that were happening in, say, Mississauga, Hamilton, Oakville. You know, there are, you know, proposed data expansion hyperscale centers that were proposed. And really, I thought, we don't know enough about this. You know, so there was probably the point of me saying, let me ask for information around the environmental, the economic, like what do having these centers in our communities, what does that mean? And again, how do we go off best practices or even, you know, community safeguards? And ultimately, what can we do to advocate for, you know, a framework and policy for the provincial levels and upper levels of government?
The motion asks staff to examine the economic, infrastructure, and environmental impacts of these centers.
And it is not about money. This is about community, community safeguards, frameworks, what's in place. I look at what's happening globally. I see that in the Caribbean, there are data centers being created where there's no framework, where there's no policy that's impacting communities. Huge. So I definitely feel it is my role to understand more, to learn more, to help inform how things are developed going forward, because the reality is probably 15 years ago, no one was thinking about this the way they are right now. Again, this isn't about approving a data center. This is about, you know, understanding of the implications. There's a lot going on, and if I ignore this and not ask the questions, I'm not doing my job correctly.
Data centers have been a critical part of the digital world. Internet services like websites, internet banking, cloud storage, and streaming services depend on these centers. However, with the rapid advancement of artificial intelligence, demand for these facilities has also increased. The AI systems we use every day to ask questions, have conversations, and get help with our tasks rely on hyperscale data centers, some of which can cover an area as large as hundreds of football fields. With the parallel of their sizes, these buildings have massive electric and water needs. According to the International Energy Agency, data centers worldwide consumed an estimated 460 terawatt hours of electricity in 2022, which is roughly equivalent to 75% of Canada's electricity generation that same year. The Environmental and Energy Study Institute says some large data centers can consume up to 5 million gallons of water per day for cooling. That is comparable to the daily water use of a town populated by 10,000 to 50,000 people. The potential demand for water has become a concern for some Waterloo Region residents, where questions are growing about the future of the region's water supply.
I think they're valid. I think we know that we're 80% groundwater dependent, and, you know, we've got growth that is happening And I think it's critical to really focus on and pay attention to water capacity, especially with these centers. I don't want 20 years from now, future councils to look back and say, why weren't we thinking about this when it came to data centers? We need to be thinking about this now for 20 years out.
Waterloo Region already hosts data centers. Ascent's Cambridge facility began operating in 2017. It has a reported capacity of 60 megawatts, with the broader site having the potential to exceed 100 megawatts.
I mean, I don't think we were paying attention 15 or 20 years ago around the growth of these centers. So as much as there was maybe the economic impact that was positive, we weren't really thinking about some of the other environmental, societal impacts, and now the scale of these centers is changing. We do have data centers here, yes, but we know that there's a request, a need in many communities for more. And rather than be reactive, we need to be proactive about what this means for our community. Even if there is no proposed data center on our decision-making table right now, it's better to think about, wait a second, how will these implement or impact communities before the fact? So I think it's critical that we get ahead of this. And as elected officials, as decision maker and policy makers, having as much information as possible will help us later on and help the community overall.
Councillor James's motion passed unanimously with two amendments, including additional language on source water protection and impacts on traditional lands. With this result, Region of Waterloo staff will report back to the council by the first quarter of 2027.
Today was essentially what a democratic process should be like. There is something that impacts all of community, all of society. We had people show up and delegate that were passionate, in particular younger generations, because they are concerned. I mean, to me, it shows that people are paying attention. It is something of concern and something that, you know, I think greater community needs to be aware of. And it was giving me hope today as a policymaker to see that engagement that came through within the past 24 hours.
This story featured an interview with Regional Councillor Colleen James and clips from the Region of Waterloo's Sustainability, Infrastructure and Development Committee meeting. Clips from the meeting were taken from the Region of Waterloo's public YouTube broadcast. This is Aaron Yoruk for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, and it's funded by the Community Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived version of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news. And listen to all LGI content on frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.